Creepy is proud to be a part of the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network. This show and the 31 Days of Horror is made possible thanks to our patrons. So please join me in welcoming and thanking new patrons Matthew Hockley, Nicole Kaiser, Sarah Lake, Curtis Pearson, John Loves Magali, Kate's Unmistakable Horror, Sergio Salcido, Logan, Nicole Moreau, Travis Love Benson, Chris Segura, Anthony Nicely, and Richard Wright. Our patrons make this show possible. That's why for all of October 2019, new patrons at the $5 and above level get, in addition to their regular rewards, a limited edition Creepy Podcast refrigerator magnet that goes along with their shoutouts, bonus episodes, and more. If you'd like to see how you can support this podcast and get rewards on top of rewards for doing so, please check out patreon.com/creepypod. And after today's episode, why don't you head over and check out our friends at Chainsaw and Tits? Yeah, you heard that right. Host Pat and Gibby King present their weekly double feature of your favorite and maybe not so favorite movies. Check out their link in the show notes. And while you're at it, leave them a good review. No one podcasts alone. Now.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The 31 Days of Horror, Day 4. Don't Blink, written by the girl in the mirror and narrated by Jimmy Ferrer.
As of right now, you are automatically a participant in the Don't Blink Challenge. There is no way to unhear it, unread it, or unthink it. As hard as it may be, do not blink. Please continue to listen. Do not ignore, as you need to get through this story and the actions that follow it to be released from the challenge. This is not to say that you are unable to blink at any time, but the consequences may be dire. You see, there's an entity that's targeting you. It can target many people at one time, but you know that it is able to get to you. Its only method of transportation? Blinking. It waits for that split second of total vulnerability to make its move, and it travels fast. It starts from the location of the previous targeted player, so the closer they are to you, the shorter the distance it needs to get its hands on you. There's no way of knowing how far it is away from you, only that it gets closer with every eye moistening blink. To prepare for the worst, here's what you're up against. As far as anyone knows, the entity is different to each person. It could show up as a shadow, your beloved pet, a relative, or maybe even a pizza deliverer. Do not approach it yourself. Do not allow it to come near you. Keep your eyes open for as long as you can. If it gets close enough to you, it will manifest itself into something so absolutely grotesque and horrifying. You will lose all sanity. Then, it will devour you right then and there. First and foremost, I would like to say I'm sorry. This was emailed to me about an hour or so ago, and at first, seemed like something funny and ridiculous. but certain circumstances have led me to believe they are true. To play along, as I was reading, I decided to count my blinks for bragging rights. However, it wasn't until I was on blink number 57 when I heard a knock at my front door. No one is currently in the house with me. There wasn't anyone at the door when I checked out my window, but there was still knocking. At blink 65, I started to hear someone calling my name. That was when I started to panic and save my blinks. I don't know if it's luck that I'm so many blinks in, or if it's toying with me. The message that was sent to me stated they were only on blink number 27 when it was jiggling the doorknob of their bedroom. I didn't mean to suck anyone into this, but I figured this was the best platform for me to catch another player, and I'll try to be quick. Even if it happens to be a dumb creepypasta, doesn't hurt to pass it along, right? I'd really rather not come face to face with the entity. The rumors are that the entity will leave your disfigured body behind when it's done with you. Can you imagine how awful that would be for a loved one to find you? It could even take you with it. You'll be just another missing persons report for the rest of your life. If it even spares you, that is. I managed to quickly look up the location of one of the recipients of the email that I was included in. And there was a local news report about a young man found in his home, completely disfigured, and in an advanced stage of decomposition. Authorities are baffled as to how he died, but the reports definitely point to something cruel and inhuman. The next part gets pretty gruesome. It was reported that he was discovered in his room, locked from the inside, with a gaping hole where his face should have been. It was said to have looked as if some animal had taken a bite right out of it. Poor guy must have been sitting at his computer chair when it happened, because he was found sitting upright, as if he had just turned around to look at whatever entered the room. His arms and legs had been skinned and left in a pile around his feet, but somehow, his clothes were still on. There was a huge gash across his stomach that caused his entrails to spill out and sift perfectly in his lap. The stench was so unbearable, the entire neighborhood had complained about the smell. They believed it to be the result of some satanic cult killing. But there's no evidence to prove that. Coroners reported him as having been dead for weeks. The only problem I have with that is the email was mass sent to us only days before they found him. No. I guess I need to hurry up now and let you know how to get out of this mess. My eyes are burning, starting to water. And I don't think I have any more time or blinks left. Air is starting to feel cold. Maybe I'm just going crazy. The only way to divert the entity's attention is to get another player to read or hear about it and believe it, even for just a fraction of a second. You just have to hold out long enough until that exact moment happens. Players have had the most success reaching out to a mass audience and hoping it resonates with one person. Beware of sending it to friends and family. You run the risk of them not taking action. Or, in your panic state, convincing them to pass it on enough that they just start to think that you are telling the truth. Well, good luck, readers and listeners. I'm on Blink 77 now. And I'm really hoping this works. I may have to come back and check sometime later to see if this gets any traction. Until then, I think I'll try and grab some dinner. I can hear my mom calling for me.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved unless otherwise stated.